As you all know, Trump has publicly labeled Zelensky a dictator, accusing him of misusing US financial aid and failing to hold elections in the middle of the war. The US president has also said Zelensky's leadership has led to a disastrous situation for Ukraine, and because of his actions, the whole country has entangled in an unwinnable conflict while benefiting from substantial US support. So far, United States has contributed $183 billion in total aid for Ukraine, which includes military, humanitarian, and financial assistance, which President Trump says it is a disproportionate figure compared to European contributions. Now, on the internet, there is a clear division of people, one who support Trump's decision and two who don't support Trump at all. But then if you look at the fact of the matter, Ukraine cannot win from Russia if the West, particularly United States, does not get directly involved. And that will lead to a wider conflict. Ukraine faces a significant disadvantage in terms of manpower compared to Russia. Reports suggest that Ukraine is struggling to recruit soldiers. So now the question is, how long will Ukraine put up with Russia? And how long do you expect United States or any other Western European country to keep funding Ukraine and not think about their own economy and people? These are some genuine and much important questions. So it is very clear that Ukrainians maintain their belief in eventual victory, provided their allies in America and Europe support them adequately. But then Trump won the election based on the concept of America first. American people were fed up with the previous Democratic government and their policies. Just imagine, in the past 3 years, United States has blown away $183 billion by giving it to Ukraine. How long do you expect United States to keep doing that? So this was bound to happen. It had to stop at some point. And today, United States President Donald Trump is doing that. So right now, Ukraine's most valuable bargaining chips are 1. Restoring its pre-2022 borders, and 2. Securing NATO membership. And if you look at Russia, they will not agree with these demands. That is, Russia wants to keep occupied territories and prevent Ukraine from joining NATO to maintain its influence. Even the US Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, believes that these two demands of Ukraine are unrealistic and not happening. This automatically translates into the fact that US policy under Trump is strongly signaling that Ukraine might have to negotiate from a weaker position. If you link this inference with Trump's past statements about not giving Ukraine a blank check and pressuring them into a settlement, it is pretty clear that Ukraine will have to negotiate with Russia from a weaker position. Now, if you see, why did this Russia-Ukraine war even started in the first place? If you look at from Russia's perspective, they see NATO expansion as a threat. And for Russia, Ukraine is part of Russia's historical territory. And if you look at from Ukraine's perspective, Ukraine had expressed NATO aspirations for many years. In 2002, Ukraine's government under President Leonid Kuchma officially declared NATO membership as a goal. So when you look at the aspirations, ambitions, and reasons of both countries, you will find that this is a very complex matter. On one hand, there is Ukraine's ambition to join NATO. And on the other hand, there are Russia's concerns about territorial threats and the destruction it has faced in history. Even if we set aside Russia's historical reasons for a moment and do not consider them, there can still be no bigger reason for Russia than its territorial threat. For example, even if we look at army cantonments near our homes, they are usually located a bit away from civilian areas. You cannot directly attach houses to a military wall. The military is given a buffer zone of land so that in case of any future problems, they have some space for preparation. So that is what Russia wants, that NATO member countries should not touch the border of Russia. So right now, whatever Trump is saying and doing, his approach definitely seems to favor Russia's position. But the question is whether Trump is doing intentionally or it is part of his broader America First policy on cutting US involvement abroad. So if you think that Trump is intentionally supporting Russia, then that would be a very concerning issue. But if you believe that a president always acts in the best interest of his country, and similarly, Trump is simply following his America First policy for the benefit of the United States and not wasting money in foreign interference. For example, previous United States government, through US aid, tried to interfere in Indian elections. Trump and Elon Musk openly said that. The same openness is also being applied to Ukraine. That's a mark of honesty. There is nothing wrong with that. Only time will tell whether America's decision is intentional or if it is an effort to correct the mistakes of previous governments and move the country forward with a fresh policy and direction. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.